You all know that since our independence, the Holy Father holds South Sudan so much close to his heart, especially for peace in the country. And so this relationship continues to grow. We know he has actually opened an embassy in Juba in South Sudan. And so now we are expecting the Undersecretary of Foreign Affairs of the Holy See, Archbishop Gallagher. Archbishop Gallagher is arriving here on the 21st of this month, and he will leave back on the 25th. So all those days he will be in Juba, meeting different people, first of all with just the bishops, and then, of course, the head of the state and many other dignitaries in the government and diplomatic corps who are accredited to South Sudan. So this visit is very crucial, is very important. He's coming, first of all, of course, his solidarity with us in South Sudan, and also to encourage the process of peace, the peace implementation program that is going on.
Is the visit also in conjunction with the promised visit of Pope to South Sudan?
Yeah, you know, the Holy Father longs to visit South Sudan, and when I was in Rome recently, last month in February, and when I met him, I was greeting him, he was telling me, yes, I'm coming, so but you people have to work out the process quickly. And so his coming, obviously, has got to do something with the prospect of his visit to South Sudan. We are hoping that with the visit of Archbishop Gallagher, the secretary, this will pave more ways. I'm sure he will be asking a few questions and trying to understand a few things in regard to the visit of the Holy Father.
In the beginning, you mentioned about the Holy Father putting South Sudan in his heart, especially when we talk about peace in South Sudan. What do we expect out of this visit of the Undersecretary in regards to peace?
What we expect is a building of the confidence of the people of South Sudan regarding the peace. You know, when this peace agreement was signed on the 12th of September, many of our friends, including the Holy Father, have been touched and are happy about the signing of the agreement, knowing, of course, that it's not perfect, but the His Grace is coming to tell us that's the way we should be going. And so that visit surely is to encourage everybody in South Sudan, including the government and all the people of South Sudan, to make sure that this peace agreement is truly implemented. And, of course, there are voices that after his visit, maybe our president may also follow back to Rome. So we are praying that this visit will definitely bear a lot of fruits.
Lordship, you are one of the members of the church who have done a lot in also pacifying the country, more especially in the Gudwe State or Western Equatoria. The Interfaith-based Council has been doing a lot so far. What do you say about the ongoing or the implementation of the Revitalized Peace Agreement in the country? How satisfied are you?
First, I am satisfied with the fact that the agreement has been signed, and I'm quite aware that it is not complete, it is not perfect, but the fact that the agreement has been signed by several people in the country, this is a positive step. And we see people relaxed and coming back to their homes. Those are positive signs. And then we also seeing a number of our friends around the world hailing us, saying, you have done well, continue to work on this element of peace. Because in fact, the neighboring countries have made peace. Kenya just solved their problem with the handshake. Eritrea and Ethiopia did. So these are signs of that can actually help South Sudan to move on. But the implementation is slowly going. It's not really moving quickly enough as we could expect. And one of the things I worry about is they cannot form the government when the army are not yet put together. And this is very crucial. To me, the best thing the government must work and the opposition to put the army together in cantonment and select them and bring out the national army, who will be then to be able to protect the peace and the new government that they are going to form. So that there's no sectarian sort of kind of paying allegiance to your forces or to your commanders. And then the second thing is that we are aware some one group remained out to did not sign, is to help to bring that group on board. Not through violence, not through fighting, And that's what I would say.